for ABC Radio Perth. Now, knock off beers. It's a great Aussie tradition, isn't it? Do you do it? Tells Association here in WA. Good afternoon, Bradley. What are your members telling you about the effect of coronavirus on bookings and on patrons?
It's business as usual, Jess. At this stage, we're not having any reports of mass cancellations or anything of any overt substance. There's no reports of any major downturn. I mean, there's been some anecdotal reports of some Chinese restaurants in Northbridge that over the last couple of weeks have seen their numbers down. But I think that's more about the fact that it was the end of the Chinese New Year, that there was a lot less Chinese travellers coming to Perth because of the suspension of flights out of mainland China. There has been a small number of corporate bookings that have been cancelled because large corporations are only doing essential travel only, and you referred to the little creatures.
Yes.
Situation, and that's not unusual. That's typical in this situation where we have large companies that decide to be very risk averse and to not hold conferences or events, and that's normal. But I think it's business as usual in terms of what I'm seeing. I was out last night in the city and saw quite a lot of people out and about in bars, and I think that what we've got to be careful of is that we don't let ourselves in to become fearful of fear itself.
Yeah, I agree.
And that unreasoning or that unjustified fear that paralyzes the community because it becomes the fear of something that might or may not happen. It's an irrational fear. Until such time as government says to us, like they've had in Italy, it's time to start restricting public travel, public outings, and that may never arrive in Australia. We may never, and hopefully, touch wood, we will never get to that point. But if it does, all of our state and federal medical officers, ministers, cabinet, are all across this at the moment. And as you know, they're meeting on a regular basis with technical detailed updates in terms of the medical and the social issues. And until that point in time, our industry is operating as normal.
Bradley, it's good news that you're saying they are operating at, you know, as usual, and that you're not seeing too much of an impact except from perhaps the corporates. How confident are you at this point that that will continue, and what is your message to the public?
Well, my message to the public would be live life as you are normally. Just be cautious in terms of taking those extra precautions that have been recommended for some time now, and that's around being careful if you do cough, or that washing hands regularly, being aware of germ transmission just through those normal things that we should all do on a daily basis anyway, but just being vigilant about it. And then when there's scenarios where there are mass gatherings, just being really highly conscious of how someone feels. If I was out and about and if I was not feeling 100% and I felt like I was coming down with something, I would probably decide to stay at home because I wouldn't want other people to get it. And I suppose that's the most important thing. If we think of ourselves in the context of looking after our fellow West Australians and our family about just a little self-constraint, I think that's the safest way we can approach by not spreading this virus if people do get it.
Bit of common sense, Bradley, a bit of common sense. Now, Bradley Woods with me, the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association in WA. News headlines coming up. He's talking through, he's saying it's business as usual at the moment in the restaurant and bar trade. I'm wondering, though, there have been some reports today that Little Creatures Brewery has taken a bit of a hit from some planned bookings not going ahead. I'm wondering, has it impacted on your workplace? Have you had some corporate events cancelled? Wondering if it's impacted on your own decision to go out and about. Certainly hasn't impacted on mine. I'm still going out as much as ever, but I know that some people maybe are feeling a little anxious. Bradley, I'm wondering, if you want to give us a call, 1300 222 720 is the number. You can also send a text 0437 922 720. Bradley, Susan's saying she hasn't changed anything on the text line. She's telling us except she's more likely to go to a Chinese restaurant now to support them. Good on you, Susan. Bradley, I'm wondering, though, extra precautions in terms of your members, the cafes, restaurants, bars, what extra precautions are they taking in terms of hygiene and lowering the risk to patrons and also their own staff?
Sure. Look, we've been recommending to our members across the state over the past month that they ensure that they've got upgraded health and safety provisions, in particular hygiene provisions within their venues, to ensure that bathrooms are continually stocked with soap and antiseptic if possible, but to ensure that there is if they have the capacity to do it, to put in sanitation and sanitizer, hand dispensing services as well. We know that in terms of a lot of the hotel foyers, there is the automated hand dispensing sanitizer services there. In hotels, pubs, bars, restaurants, I've been seeing, just anecdotally, Jess, a lot more soap and an extra pump action soap dispensers
in place. That's good with the coming flu season.
Absolutely.
Even, isn't it, Bradley?
And I think it's great practice for us all to have it. Look, even in my own offices here, we've made sure we've got extra sanitizers in place and soap. But I think, you know, one of the things we've got to think about is if people do decide not to travel overseas and they do not decide to holiday overseas, holidaying at home is so important to support our local tourism and hospitality industry. We've been really reassured by the strong and decisive action taken by state and federal governments to date in allocating resources to campaign to encourage people to stay and holiday at home, to holiday within WA, to holiday within Australia. And I'd certainly say to Australians, you know, we're lucky enough to live in a wonderful country where we're not affected in the same way as places like Europe with common borders, that it is a safe country to travel in, and we can holiday here with a high degree of confidence, and that we should be getting out and supporting our hospitality and our small businesses. And through the whole expansion of tourism and hospitality, there's a lot of people employed. Nearly 100,000 in Western Australia's jobs depend on this sector.
Bradley Woods, before I let you go, St Patrick's Day next week, and of course celebrations over in Ireland have been put on hold indefinitely with what's going on there. Do you expect things to be on any lesser scale here in WA?
Yes, it's probably something I'd ask me in 4 or 5 days' time.
We'll come back to you, Bradley. We'll come back to you. Thank you very much for that. Now, today on the unofficial history of Perth, we're going to take a look back at when the polio outbreak came to Perth. WA's three major outbreaks, 1948, 1954, 1958.